Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to give a big thank you to you for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2023. The holidays are approaching very rapidly, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Time to reunite with our families, time to set aside times and just take some time and pause from our crazy busy life. But also when the holidays creep upon us, we are reminded of brokenness, families that have lost their loved ones, depression, so many crippling kinds of mental torment during these times, which are supposed to be a time of family and celebration. Today on The Cross in the Desert, I want to minister to you. Our last podcasts have been about what's happening in Israel. And speaking of traumatized lives, you can just not even imagine the brokenness and the hurt of those families that lost their loved ones on October 7th in that incredibly inhumane, barbaric attack by Hamas. And you can also imagine the broken and traumatized family members awaiting the return of hostages, family members, loved ones. Today on The Cross in the Desert, I want to take us right to the heart of what I'm all about, and that is ministering to you through the power and the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. In fact, the title of today's program is Jesus, the healer of broken and traumatized lives. Perhaps as a listener, you are going through something right now that is just overwhelming you. And at times you just feel hopeless. Think back with me to the beginning of the pandemic. And according to the National Institute of Mental Health, they identified 5,568 youth at that time, who died by suicide during the first 10 months of the pandemic. That is what happens when we are faced with hopeless situations. A lot of us, unfortunately, find no other way of escape but suicide. Others turn to drugs and alcohol and something to fill the void. But this morning, on the cross in the desert, no matter what you're going through, I want to share with you the most important good news I could possibly think of, and that is the ministry, the love, and the compassion of Jesus Christ. I think back to someone that is really a hero of mine. Her name is Corrie Ten Boom. She is a survivor of the Holocaust, and she and her family in the Netherlands hid many Jews from the Germans. Unfortunately, there was a time when she was arrested and put into a concentration camp. She managed to survive, of course. But what she wrote subsequent to that in her books and her lectures, some of her quotes are so awe-inspiring. She wrote, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." No matter what depth of the pit you find yourself in, no matter how dark and no matter how frightening that pit is, Corey is saying, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. She speaks from experience, being a survivor of the concentration camps. I want us to look carefully at who Jesus is this morning. Jesus is indeed the healer of broken and traumatized lives. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, it says of Jesus, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." It says of Jesus, he healed every, not some, but every disease, every affliction. And you can read in this verse and see the love in eyes, the love beaming from the eyes of Christ. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. That word echoes the love, the gentleness of who Jesus is. He had compassion for them because, it says, they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. The Bible presents Jesus in John chapter 10 as the good shepherd. And it says of Jesus, the thief, he says, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. It is the aim of Satan to rob, to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come. He says, I have come that you might have life. Zoe in the Greek is the word for life. Life and life more abundantly. If you are feeling traumatized and broken today, no matter what the situation is, Psalm 34:18 is good medicine for you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. This is the teaching of Scripture. A lot of times I find myself during the early morning hours trying to go to sleep. Sometimes I have panic attacks at night, a racing heart, just feeling uncomfortable and stressed, and I don't actually know the reason why all the times. But the Bible says in Psalm 91, verses 4 through 6, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. This is a beautiful promise from Psalm 91, and I love it when it says, do not fear the terror of night. And it talks of God being that person that covers you, secures you, hides you. Under his wings you will find refuge. I love the promise of Scripture. But as I said Today's program is a ministry to you, and it talks about the incredible love, compassion, and healing of Jesus, who is the healer of broken and traumatized lives. We see this so profoundly in Mark chapter 5, and I want to read this to you and comment. This is Jesus in action. Jesus' love and compassion put on display. Mark chapter 5, let's begin reading. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains. And the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. This man, according to the gospel writer Mark, possessed. He had an unclean spirit. And the moment that Jesus shows up, he runs toward him. He has incredible strength. He can't even be bound with shackles and chains. He breaks them in pieces. And it says, in this graveyard, day and night, and people could hear him crying out and cutting himself. Think about that. Now, you know, there is an illness. I've read about it many times, of young teenage girls cutting themselves. I actually worked, when I worked at Chick-fil-A, my supervisor told me the story of her young daughter who engaged in this depressive, traumatic act of cutting herself. And I assured her I would pray for her and cry out to God for her. But this man here is indwelt by an unclean spirit. And when Jesus sees him, he is standing there. He's ready to meet this man. And when he sees Jesus, he ran and worshiped him. This is very interesting. It's a posture that you wouldn't expect from a man of an unclean spirit. He cries out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. You understand that these unclean spirits recognize that Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, that he has authority over sickness, disease, and unclean spirits. Every demonic force must bow at him." He said to this man, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." He made a command to deliver this man. And then the demons inside, they recoiled. And he asked them, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Interesting again, Jesus asked these spirits to identify themselves. The spirits begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. They had to have a body to possess. "Don't send us out of the country." There was a large herd of swine feeding near the mountains, and the demons begged Jesus, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." This is what spirits do. They have to possess a body. And Jesus gave them permission. The unclean spirits went out of the man, entered the swine, about 2,000 it says, and the herd ran violently down the deep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. You notice that the mission, the kill, steal, and destroy, these demons, when they inhabit another body, force that person or animal to commit suicide. Their mission is nothing but death and destruction. When those around had seen the swine flee, they gathered to see what happened. They came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed. and had the legion sitting and clothed. He's in his right mind. And they were frightened. And those that saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. And they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demonized begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he had compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Notice the moment this man was relieved, was delivered of these demonic spirits, he was sitting clothed and in his right mind, immediately restored from his trauma and brokenness. And he wanted to go with Jesus and be a follower of him. But Jesus says, no, tell everyone the good news. And I love that he says, and how the Lord has had compassion on you. That is the middle name of Jesus, compassion. And so this demon-possessed man, now completely cleaned and delivered, shares the good news of how Jesus is the healer of broken and traumatized lives. Now we go now to another incident right after this in Mark's Gospel, verse 21. Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "Little daughter, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she might be healed and she will live." And so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. But as he's going to raise this man's daughter, Jairus' daughter, out of death, there's a certain woman who had a flow of blood, Mark writes, for 12 years. And suffered many things from many physicians. She was hopeless. She had spent all that she had and was no better. She had an issue of blood. She had grown worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I only may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, Mark writes, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" He asked this question to get her attention. But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your afflictions." Now, this was a ceremonially unclean woman, and according to Leviticus law, she could not touch another person in her unclean condition, much less a rabbi. But she, in faith, was convinced that if she but touches the hem of his garment, she would be healed. She was hopeless. She had spent all of her money. Haven't you and I been in a situation where we are so traumatized, we're hopeless, we're without hope? Well, this woman had went to every physician and had only grown worse. And the moment she touched the hem of his garment, she was made completely well. Well, as soon as that incident is over, Mark records this. He goes now to Jairus' house, the ruler of the synagogue, and he declares, "Do not be afraid, only believe." That's what Jesus is saying to you this morning. In your traumatized condition, don't be afraid, only believe. He permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." I love this statement. And they ridiculed him. And he put them all outside. He took the father and mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child is lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome great amazement. Jesus simply walks in and takes this girl who was asleep, who is dead, who perhaps is in a coma, and he says, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." This is such a beautiful story. I remember hearing the news of one of the Iranian girls my prayer partner Heather and I had been praying for. She had been beaten by security forces, and because of her brain injury, had lapsed into a coma. And when I heard of her story, Heather and I immediately began to pray for this young 16-year-old Iranian girl named Hasti Panahi. Do you know that 3 months later, Jesus awakened Hasti from that coma? This reminds me of this beautiful, beautiful story where Jesus awakened this girl from her sleep of death or coma. But we see here examples in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, the example of Jesus, the healer of broken and traumatized lives, the demon-possessed man, the woman with the issue of blood, and the little young girl who lay at death's doorstep in some type of comatose condition. And I read all of that to say to you, there is a Savior, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that wants to reach out to you and bring hope and healing to your traumatized lives. That's who our Jesus is. That's who he is, because he is a God of faithfulness. He is a God of love. And this is what Chris Tomlin is singing about in his song right now, Jesus.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation.
From Chris Tomlin, all about Jesus. No matter what any doctor has said, Jesus is writing your story. He has the final say. He is the one that is writing the next chapter of your life. And there is no demon, there is no force of darkness that succeed in thwarting God's plan for your life. Jesus gives you hope. He gives you healing. He gives you freedom. And no matter what you might be facing today, just know this. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The love of God, the compassion of God, the healing of God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same God. I want you to be assured of that. And as we have looked into the scriptures this morning to find hope and healing, just remember those stories that you read in the Gospels, and that is the truth of who God is, and He has not changed. Whatever you're going through, the Lord promises that He is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. No matter what it is you might be feeling or going through, cry out to Him. He is the healer of broken and traumatized lives. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, and I will see you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert.